This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Keyshawn Segovia Gona. Date of birth, October 11, 2004. Case ID number is 606-5684. Date of exam, September 19, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 4/1/2023. Identifying information. This is an 18-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of arthrogryposis, Freeman-Sheldon syndrome, and depression / anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He is a high school graduate and is in his first year of college, where he is studying music at this time. At the present time, he lives in a dorm and his parents are paying for his education. He states he's making average grades and states that at one time he was on disability for approximately 5 months. Allegations, number one, arthrogryposis, number two, Freeman-Sheldon syndrome, and number three, depression / anxiety. History of allegations, number one, arthrogryposis. The claimant states that at birth he was born with congenital contractures of his feet and hands, which was diagnosed as arthrogryposis. X-rays were performed where he had contractures and deformity of his feet, hands, wrist, and ankles. The claimant has had multiple surgeries, amounting to approximately 11 surgeries for his hands and feet, with fair results. He denies any broken bones or injections. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, decreased movement, occasional pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 10 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and can write his name, but with some difficulty. He is able to hold a coffee cup with both hands. He is unable to open up a jar top, button his clothes, or lift anything above his head. He can occasionally use a skillet and sweep a little bit. He has no assistive devices. He has not seen a physician at this time, but does belong to Advanced Kid Care, where he was being seen by Dr. Duncan, but has not been evaluated in a long time. He is presently on no medications for pain. His condition is stable. Allegation number two, Freeman-Sheldon syndrome. The claimant states that since birth, he has had this syndrome and it has a craniofacial bones deficiency where he has difficulty opening up his mouth and has jaw pain. He states he has tenderness occasionally of his facial muscles and joint areas. This syndrome is called the whistling face syndrome. The claimant states he has occasional difficulty speaking and does speak in a very low voice. He has difficulty moving his jaws and his lower jaw area is very stiff. He states that he often has tenderness in his jaw area. He is able to speak, but in a very soft, low voice, and states that he has difficulty in using the muscles of his tongue. Allegation number 3, depression/anxiety. The claimant states that since 2013, he has suffered from insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased energy, decreased motivation, decreased concentration, and poor memory. He denies hearing voices or seeing shadows and states that he does not get very angry, but occasionally does have crying spells and feels that he's very nervous. He states when his grandmother passed away, he felt a lot of anxiety since she was the one who supported him in his condition. He is presently on fluoxetine, 10 milligrams QD, and buspirone, 10 milligrams QD, which he states does help him. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, fluoxetine, 10 milligrams POQD, buspirone, 10 milligrams BID. Medical problems, depression/anxiety, Freeman-Sheldon syndrome, arthrogryposis of the hands and feet, as well as the wrist and ankles. The claimant has had approximately 11 surgeries on both of his hands and feet. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states he did use marijuana, but has not used it since 2022. He denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.4 Fahrenheit. Weight, 143 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 10 inches. BP, 128 over 71. MMHG, heart rate 65 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 21, general. This is a ...18-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant appears to have a normocephalic atraumatic head. However, he does have stiffness of his jaw area and has difficulty moving his lower part of his jaw. No sclerectoris was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities? There is no clubbing or cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender. The Holman sign was negative. The claimant does have multiple finger and lateral finger surgical scars of both hands, especially of the third, fourth, and index finger. There is a left 11 centimeters surgical scar of the forearms and a right 8 centimeter scar for tendon release of both forearms. The claimant also has multiple scars on his lower extremities. There is a medial 14 centimeters circle scar of the left ankle, an 11 centimeter lateral scar, along with a 6 centimeter lateral scar of the left ankle and foot. He also has a 14 centimeter right ankle scar where surgery was performed to correct his arthrogryposis of his feet. The claimant is able to ambulate at this time, but slowly, and did have fairly good results with the surgeries. The claimant continues to have contractures, however, of both hands and feet. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fair, very quiet, and soft-spoken. His mood was appropriate for the time. He had clear thought processes, and his memory was fair. Concentration was good, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella was 2+. However, there was no reflex for the ankle secondary to surgeries, and the claimant had normal reflexes for the brachioradialis, for the biceps reflex bilaterally, but not for the brachioradialis reflex secondary to surgeries. Could you drop down to cranial nerves? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and somewhat ontalgic. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant does have some palpable muscle spasms, but no tenderness was noted. There is no joint swelling, erythema, or effusion, but there is deformity of the hands and feet, as well as the ankles and wrist. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine area. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, especially for the wrist, hand, ankle, and foot area, secondary to arthrogryposis. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 80 degrees bilaterally. sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially for the upper and lower extremities. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. The claimant was unable to stand on one foot bilaterally and was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He requires no assistive devices at this time. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 2 over 5 for the left side and plus 3 over 5 for the right. The claimant can write minimally with his right hand. He is unable to oppose, pinch, or make a full closed fist. He has contractures of his hands, wrists, feet, and ankle. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps and patellar were plus 2, but there was no reflex for the brachioradialis and Achilles reflexes bilaterally, secondary to the contractures. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense for the hands and feet. There is some evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms. And the claimant appears to be somewhat spastic. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas except for the hands and feet area. Fine and dexterous finger control is grossly abnormal bilaterally for both hands. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. He is unable to lift, carry, and handle objects very well with both hands. He is able to write a little bit with his right hand and can print his name. The claimant hears and speaks fairly well, but does have difficulty speaking, secondary to the Freeman-Sheldon syndrome that he has. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the hands and feet with history of multiple surgeries amounting to 11 surgeries. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with moderate difficulty. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally. The claimant's grip strength is plus 3 over 5 for the right and plus 2 over 5 for the left. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is severely restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some muscle wasting and fatigue. The claimant does have limitations in his visual acuity, but not in his visual fields, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate fairly well, but with a low voice and some limitations, and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to hand and foot contractures, which consist of arthrogryposis of all extremities, and some mild problems with his jaw from the Freeman-Sheldon syndrome, giving him some difficulty in speaking, although I was able to understand his conversation. Number one, arthrogryposis, dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant has had multiple surgeries. He appears to be stable at this time and is able to write a little bit with the right hand. Number two, Freeman-Sheldon syndrome, confirmed with medical records. Confirmed with physical examination. He does have some mild problems with his jaw and speaking, but appears to be stable. Number three, depression / anxiety, being treated at this time, appears to be stable and doing well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Keyshawn Segovia-Gonna.